This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. A new Department of Agriculture report says producers could stand to benefit from growing demand for bio-based products, but still are in need of increased reliability. The report was produced in line with a 2022 executive order calling for a deeper study into the issue. USDA concludes biomass demand will grow as businesses look to climate-smart and sustainable solutions to address society's needs. But limited data on future feedstock availability could hinder future demand channels for crops like grasses and hemp, which USDA says offer promising options to replace petrochemical-based products. USDA says more research is needed on the availability of biomass crops and the markets that would support continued growth. Noah Wicks has more in his story on AgriPulse.com. The newest wing of the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to grow as more and more staff are directed to weigh in on agricultural issues. Rod Snyder has been appointed as the new head of EPA's Office of Ag and Rural Affairs. It's the first such office in the 50-year history of the EPA, something Snyder says marks an important change.
Hopefully be able to get a lot more coverage with various stakeholders, but even more importantly, to create continuity in this work so that regardless of who is in office, and even in the future where you have administrators that may not be as deeply connected to rural America as this one is, there will now always be a place within the administrator's office, just steps from his or her doorway, where you've got basically an ag and rural team of 10 people that are functioning day in and day out, waking up every day and thinking about nothing else.
Among the issues facing EPA and its agricultural stakeholders is whether or not E15 will be on the market this summer. The agency recently approved a petition from 8 Midwestern governors to grant year-round sales of the fuel, but not until the summer of 2025. The agency has issued emergency supply waivers the last two summers to allow nationwide sales of the fuel, but Snyder says the agency needs more time to determine this summer's approach.
It is too early for me to speculate exactly what we can or should do for 2024, but I want to reassure you that we are already talking with the Department of Energy about market conditions and how they compare to the prior years, what sort of case can be made for what needs to be done for summer of 2024. The administrator is paying close attention to that. It was raised to him at Commodity Classic in Texas 2 weeks ago with Secretary Vilsack. It's come up, of course, and we're just beginning to have those conversations.
That issue has also caught the attention of many on Capitol Hill, and particularly Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer. Fisher has served as the lead Republican for many Senate bills on the subject, something she says needs to happen to avoid the kind of regulatory uncertainty currently on display.
We need to have that legislative solution out there so that we can get rid of all the unnecessary red tape that we have to go through to approve those E15 sales across the country every year. Well, we've hit a roadblock. I'm going to be honest with you. We have hit a roadblock in Congress.
Fisher introduced legislation last year with the support of the top Republican on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, but she says getting the backing of committee chair Tom Carper has been a major obstacle.
We've reached out to him to try and encourage him to do a markup of the bill. My staff's worked with him to try and find ways that he could be able to see really a good outcome for a refinery in his state. But I don't think we're getting anywhere on that.
Both Snyder and Fisher spoke today to members of the American Coalition for Ethanol in town for their annual Washington fly-in. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse update is brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.